History Con stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's forecast: early and late showers today, cloudy 70 to 75. Tomorrow, early showers, then turning partly sunny in the mid-70s. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments. One note, the Dumka concert for Ukraine has been canceled for this weekend. It was canceled because the board of Dumka decided there was not enough people participating. The advance ticket sales were not enough, so that has been canceled. The Dumka concert for Ukraine canceled in our area for this weekend. Stories that we're following for you, you'll find at tricornernews.com. Region 1 Superintendent Lisa Carter and Region 1 administrators met on Wednesday with state police. They asked state police for a more visible presence, which she got. And on May 26th, Carter said the state police, quote, couldn't have been nicer or more responsive, end quote. Looking ahead, Carter said there are possible security measures such as school resource officers that could be considered. Staying with Housatonic, the graduation party will be back. It's been on hold due to COVID-19. It's an opportunity to come together for a final time celebrating their achievements in a safe, chaperoned, substance-free environment. Project Graduation is an all-night graduation party at the high school to provide students with a healthy alternative to riskier behaviors that are traditionally associated with that night: inflatable games, laser tag, a dance party, photo booth, movies, video games, and prizes of all aspects of the celebration. The event has been traditionally held at the high school. This is the first time it's been held since 2019. A plan for natural stormwater drainage to the town hall parking lot in Sharon was heard by the Board of Selectmen at its regular meeting in May. The new design is a recommendation of the Sharon Energy and Environmental, whose committee members studied the existing plan to expand the parking lot and step forward to propose a more natural, environmentally sound plan. The existing plan would channel runoff water from the three drains into a huge underground pipe leading to a collection pool, which would be pumped away to join the existing stormwater drainage system. The new design, described by Michael Nadeau, a member of that committee, would implement the best management practices. The All-Boards Chair Committee of Region 1 in May to consider a request from Kent School Board Chair Scott Trabucco that the policy that governs how costs are shared between member towns be changed. He proposed adding a provision to the end of Policy 7411 along the lines of no new programs will be placed in the Regional School Service Center budget without unanimous consent of the six member towns. He said he was concerned about a replay of a contentious discussion around the creation of the middle school sports program. The Town of Northeast Town Board last year said it would essentially put a pin in, deciding it would allow two recreational adult use marijuana be sold commercially within the town at what are being called dispensaries. In doing so, it gave itself the time to revisit the issue at a later date. Come its June Town Board meeting on Thursday, June 9th, Town Supervisor said he expects the very issue will be on the evening's agenda. Quote, cannabis is legal in New York State, so the question now, will the dispensaries be located? And that's something the towns do have control over, end quote. The supervisor explained that last August, the town board voted to opt out of permitting a dispensary in town with the ability to opt in at a later date. Pretty big weekend for the Grange. Their plant and rummage sale is going on Saturday from 9 till 3 and Sunday from 10 till 2 at the Grange Hall, 7 Dunbar Road. Flowers, bulbs, flowers, cannabis bulbs, and vegetables, including heirloom varieties, are ready to plant, and they are there selling at very low prices. The rummage includes the men's clothing, women's clothing, including a large variety of dresses, both long and short, jewelry, two train sets, cosplay, costumes and props, toys and games, and more. It all benefits the Grange's local programs. Airbnb is asking hosts to oppose Great Barrington's proposed short-term rental bylaw. Hosting platform Airbnb, as it turns out, wants to get into the turbulence in the weeks leading up to an annual town meeting where residents will vote on a proposed bylaw. The company this month said its Great Barrington hosts an email alerting them to the proposal, which includes limiting the total number of days per year to 150 so that a homeowner can rent their house. Airbnb hosts in Berkshire County made a total of $20 million last year, according to Airbnb. About 6% lodging tax brought in $400,000 between September 2020 and December 2021. Some things going on in and around our area today in Salisbury at 6 p.m. is a special Conservation Commission meeting. Ancrum Planning Board has their meeting. That is tonight from 7 till 10 p.m. Now going on tomorrow at 5:30, the Irondale Schoolhouse, located at the Main Street entrance to the Harlan Valley Rail Trail in Millerton. The Board of Schoolhouse Association will host a guest speaker, Susan Webb of Birmingham, Alabama, known as the School Marm. Susan Webb, earlier in the same day, she'll be presenting a historical program to fifth graders from Weepatuck's Eugene Brooks Intermediate School, taking them back in time in 1890, when a presentation of what school was like back then. Webb will dress in period clothing. She travels throughout the U.S. doing such programs to enlighten students and adults interested in early American education. At 5:30, she'll present a session for adults. There's limited seating for this event. Pre-registration is required. 518-789-3797 or oblongbooks.com. A reminder, Household Hazardous Waste Collection Day is coming up on Saturday, June 4th. Falls Village Public Works Garage, you have to register with your town hall. It's good for Falls Village, North Canaan, Colebrook, Cornwall, Goshen, Harlington, Kent, Litchfield, Norfolk, Salisbury, Sharon, and Torrington. You must have that ticket from Town Hall to participate. Also this weekend, a tribute to Ed Kirby is happening at Housatonic Valley Regional High School on Saturday, beginning at 10 a.m. The public is invited to attend. And the Columbia County Household Hazardous Waste Collection Day will be Sunday, June 5th at 1 p.m. at the Columbia County Fire Training Station, 50 Granite Drive in Ghent, New York. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll find that they have nightly dinner specials, and of course you'll find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com on the web. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 32,813.23, the NASDAQ at 11,994.46, and the S&P 500 at 4,101.23. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.